I'm clarinetist Anthony McGill, and you're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Lorenzo. I'm 12 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Lorenzo, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day four of Nutcracker B-Sides Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We're listening to slightly less famous pieces of music from the Nutcracker than those you might be hearing everywhere this holiday season. Today, we're going to hear one of the waltzes from the Nutcracker. The most famous waltz in the Nutcracker is Waltz of the Flowers, which we're not hearing today, but here's a little snippet so you know which one I'm talking about. Today, though, a different waltz, and let's set up the story and tell you how we get there. It's the middle of the night on Christmas Eve. Clara has sneaked out of bed to go visit her wonderful nutcracker under the Christmas tree, but then magic happens. The tree grows very, very large, her nutcracker turns into a real prince, and a bunch of the mice in the house grow into giant mice, including a mouse king. There's a big old battle. Clara helps the Nutcracker out, and he wins the battle. Then he takes her off to go visit his own homeland, the Land of Sweets. And while they're on the way, we hear the Waltz of the Snowflakes, which is the B-side waltz that we're going to hear today. Tchaikovsky does something really neat with the music for Waltz of the Snowflakes. It really does sound like a snowstorm starting. You know how when snow starts, you might see some flurries come in here and there. First, a couple of tiny little flakes, and then some bigger flakes come in and start swirling around. And then finally, you've got a big snowstorm. Well, that is what happens in today's music, only you have dancers playing the snowflakes. Richard Bonning is our conductor with the National Philharmonic Orchestra performing Waltz of the Snowflakes by Tchaikovsky from the Nutcracker.
Thank you.
Richard Bonning conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra performing Waltz of the Snowflakes from the Nutcracker Ballet by Peter Tchaikovsky, a musical snowstorm. I love the way Tchaikovsky really makes it sound like a snowstorm coming in a bit at a time with the harps making the wind, all of that. Now, the next time you see it snow, watch the snowflakes. Do they look like they're dancing to this music? If not, what music are they dancing to? It's up to you. Well, that's it for today's Kids Commute. We'll be back tomorrow with a clown car before there were cars and this week's Quizlet. I'm Kate Botello. Have a beautiful day, little snowflakes. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlaken Public Radio.